this 1.8, we need to sit down and visit on that. I want to get some updates on what we're getting now since this situation occurred.
All right.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Clerk, Item A is consider possibly approve early voting location dates and hours for joint primary runoff election to be held on June. What was the date? This will be
June 29th.
June 29th, 2020. And this agenda says July 14th.
We've
was sent out, and speaking as an African American, and looking at the numbers, 43% of this county affected by, like I said, I told my constituents all over the county and individuals, when they started to put out these different orders, it was simple. Do what's best for your family, but make sure you follow the precautionary measures to be safe. That's most important, because people are dying. And one thing you can't bring back is a life.
Well, no doubt about it, Commissioner, but I will say this. I've had a few conversations. But, you know, there's people that are going into debt right now. There's bankruptcy. There's child abuse going on, elderly abuse going on, suicides. This thing's going to have a fallout much, much greater than the virus, in my personal opinion. There are people that, you talk about family, they're worried about how they're going to feed their family. They're not worried about catching virus. They're worried about a paycheck. Small businesses closing. I mean, there's a lot of trickle down from this. There's no doubt that people suffer. I'm not downplaying that. But the fact is, there are a lot of people dying from those categories that I just mentioned every day, but in enormous numbers right now, especially. So we just need to be mindful of that. Reopen, because people need that. They need to be able to come and conduct their business. Some of them are dealing with the courts, and they have to go there and have their day and get resolution, whatever that is. So, you know, I'm just expressing some concerns that have been, you know, from my constituent base.
What do they recommend?
Sorry?
What do they recommend?
I mean, nobody's got an answer. That's the thing. Nobody has an answer. We just got to be careful that we don't go down this track of going in all kinds of different directions. I mean, I don't have an answer for this. I mean, I'm not wearing a mask right now. I've got my temperature.
Oh, down. I keep mine.
You know, but I mean, you know, if I'm gonna get it, I'm gonna get it. I mean, that's just.
That sounds like Lieutenant Governor.
I'm not there. I'm not gonna live my life scared, and I'm not gonna put it. My office is open to the people.
Hold on 1 second. Let me let Commissioner Weaver and Commissioner Offer finish speaking, then I'll bring you in.
I just wanted to make that point.
And I want to address Ms. Allison, Ms. Getz. First of all, we understand that this courthouse is okay. Those machines will take care of that. And who will enforce somebody with a temperature? You set a machine at the door, because even on the Southern Courthouse, Ms. Getz is going to open back up. We're going to designate people come to one entrance, close to other entrance off those machines. But Chief Porter and Judge Walston, as far as the security detail that we and Adele that we hired security for this courthouse, are they being utilized in full force now that we're not up to full status? Having someone, Chief Porter maybe, or who's over those guys, go to Mid County. Deb's going to modify the cleaning crew. We need to modify the security crew. And we put a security person. If the alarm goes off, they tell that person to step out and open the door. And one, it's where we have a sheriff deputy, but they're warrants. We have constables. We just need to modify the security force to implement, not in all our precincts, we can handle that, but on the main people, where people going in to pay their taxes, which is the Mid County. And the South County, this courthouse is going to be taken care of.
Right.
But I think if we modify that security force, Judge, to send somebody there, we can ask for reimbursement, may not get it, but I think that's something that would be prudent instead of allowing her staff or my secretary to say you can't come. They had a guy shot in Michigan or somewhere behind a face mask.
Yeah.
We don't want to put our employees in that position.
Okay. Commissioner, what we'll do, let's make this today just a discussion only.
Right.
And we can table this for next week since we're not planning on opening until the 25th, which I don't know is the 26th, because the 25th is Memorial Day.
You're right.
And, but.
So all I'm saying is I want to have a plan. You know, I'm just saying that let's think about logistically the things that we need to think about before we actually open up. And I want to have a plan before
special account, and we need to make sure we track those expenses and put them in that account, because we got a special account, Patrick.
Yeah, we've been using the the 200 funds, but right, as we go on, you know,
well, we need to
different pots.
I got you. I understand, but what I'm coming from right now is these look like long-term issues, and we need to make sure we track them, because we need to address this down the line with the state and feds because of what we are being put under. And that's why, without a question, I applauded when you came up last week with it. I'm like, that makes a lot of sense to me, so we can move on with some latitude, longitude of where we move. Because this is not going away overnight.
And the challenge is going to be, what's going to be eligible for reimbursement? The bar is going to be set high. Folks, I'm telling you, the bar is going to be set pretty high.
Exactly.
And personal prevention equipment that we talked about
last week. I think we,
you know, and we addressed that to the extent. I know you talked about machine, but I understand that's going to be at the courthouse in the big county in South County. How does that incorporate out the field at the airport, at the environmental control, or other people?
We have, to the office? I assume that, like, at the precincts, we have on order, and hopefully we'll have in time these thermal scanners. And I think just
they're going to be at the precincts.
Extra space. I'm a big concern to that, and I'm gonna do that.
Okay.
That's just one thing I think we need to reiterate in looking at that.
We'll look at that. We'll have discussions during our planning meeting side.
I appreciate it. There's a lot of things I heard today that I'm in total agreement with. I didn't want to just reiterate that, just repeat, make this meeting longer for you guys. But that's one that just seems to be flaring up pretty routinely.
is it any other entity involved?
So it'd be all on here.